السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا واعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد. One of the beautiful habits that we are taught to inculcate on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, this blessed day of Friday, is to send abundant salawat and salam upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I know this is something that we often hear in the weekly etiquettes of Jumu'ah and whatnot, that Friday is a day of salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But perhaps for many of us, if we ask ourselves at the time of Maghrib on a Friday, that how many times did we actually send salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Perhaps many Fridays will grapple to actually answer that question. Maybe there are certain Fridays which pass by when we hardly sent any salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, one solution to that is to set a goal for ourselves, a realistic goal, that throughout the day we can work towards that goal. For example, a person says, I want to send 5,000 salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this day of Friday. And now you can keep your tasbih counter in your hand. And wherever you have a few free moments, whether you're walking, whether you're driving, you can keep your tongue moist in sending salawats and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And throughout the day now, you can work towards that goal that you set for yourself, so that when the sun sets on this day of Friday, you can look back, you can say, Alhamdulillah, today I sent 5,000, today I sent 10,000 salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you'll be surprised if you keep that tasbih counter in your hand and you're constantly conscious, you're constantly taking advantage of those few moments that you have throughout the day to send salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll be surprised how many times you're actually able to do so. Otherwise, if a person is not conscious of this, then the time will just pass by and then the sun will set and he would have achieved very little. From amongst the virtues of sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that the hadith states, "Man salla alayya wahida, sallallahu alayhi ashran." One who sends salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 blessings upon him. So for every one we get 10. Together with that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salah." The closest of individuals to me on the day of judgment will be those individuals who send the most salawat and salam upon me. So we see the benefit of sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually returns to us. It is a means of us drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is a means of us gaining that closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter. How beautifully the poet put it, and I'll conclude with this. He said, "Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, "When I write my poems in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I am not doing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a favor. Allah has already granted him the highest of stations of status. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبَعْثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا." What are my words going to do? وَلَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي. But rather, it is an honor for me. It is an honor for me to use my pen and to write words in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, it is an honor for our tongues to be sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is a means of us drawing the mercy of Allah and gaining that closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use this day to send abundant salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.